Comparisons may be inevitable between the Orlando shooting and the Boston Marathon bombings. The man who led Boston police at the scene of the 2013 attacks sees, after Orlando, that some lessons from Boston were learned, while some challenges remain. WBUR's David Bowery has more.
The tourniquets were one of the things he noticed watching the news from Orlando.
They're putting tourniquets on people's legs, and that's saving people's lives.
As superintendent in chief of the Boston Police, Dan Linsky oversaw the immediate response to the Boston Marathon. This weekend, he saw two lessons learned here in Boston adopted by police in Orlando.
They were applying tourniquets on victims. The other thing I saw is they're putting victims into police vehicles and driving them to the hospital instead of waiting for the ambulance, which is traditional response.
Linsky, who now works as a security and crisis expert at the Kroll Corporation, previously trained some 2,000 officers in Florida in tactical operations.
Oftentimes, the streets get blocked with emergency vehicles and ambulances can't get through.
One similarity between the two cases is that the suspects had been on the FBI radar beforehand. What was known and what was missed about the alleged shooter, Omar Mateen, echoes the questions asked here after the marathon bombing about the Tsarnaev brothers, especially after it turned out that the FBI had received warnings from Russian intelligence officials in 2011 that Tamerlan Tsarnaev was a potential jihadist. Here is Ron Hopper, FBI special agent in charge in Orlando.
The FBI first became aware of Mateen in 2013 when he made inflammatory comments to co-workers alleging possible terrorist ties.
That's significant because that's when Mateen claimed to the concern of co-workers in Florida that he knew the Tsarnaev brothers, a claim the FBI determined was a fabrication after they conducted two interviews with him. Again, Dan Linsky.
I think the fact that he mentioned the Tsarnaev brothers is going to be cause for investigative follow-up to see if there was a relationship. Was he involved in a circle of friends or even an extended circle of friends?
Inevitably, because of Mateen's claims to know the Tsarnaev brothers, it means going back over old ground, including a man the FBI investigated in Orlando in 2013, Ibrahim Tadashev, who was a friend of Tamerlan Tsarnaev and who, the government says, admitted to committing murder with Tsarnaev before the marathon bombing, was shot to death in the middle of an FBI interview in Orlando after investigators say he attacked them. In still another resemblance to the marathon bombing case, here's the father of Omar Mateen, Siddiqui Mateen, sounding like the American uncle of the Tsarnaev brothers did in 2013.
I condemn what he did. I wish I did know that what he was doing, if I did catch him, I would have arrested it myself.
What happened early Sunday morning and what FBI investigators might have missed in their prior investigation of Omar Mateen will be the focus of lots of reviews and police after-action reports and inquiry by the Congressional Intelligence Committee. Today, Mateen is at the top of the pyramid, the terrorist who actualized. Following him backwards, going down each level, we can see the decisions, the steps he took to climb upward. But at the base of the pyramid are hundreds, Linsky says thousands, of potential Omar Mateens, and no easy way to tell them apart.
It's a huge resource issue to be able to follow these people and be on them 24 hours a day where you can totally surveil all of their activities. There's probably 1,000 cases going on right now where there's active cases of ISIS supporters or people involved in 50 states.
It is a situation in which people see progress in the deployment of tourniquets and faster response to mass murder. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Bowery.